The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus and his disciples arrived at Bethsaida, people brought to him a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand, led him outside the village. Putting spittle on his eyes, he laid his hands on the man and asked, "Do you see anything?" Looking up, the man replied, "I see people looking like trees and walking." Then he laid hands on the man's eyes a second time, and he saw clearly. His sight was restored and he could see everything distinctly. Then he sent him home and said, "Do not even go into the village." The Gospel of the Lord. Only those who were inside the ark of Noah were saved from the waters of the deluge. So Noah and his wife and just a few other people and the pair of animals. All those outside the ark, they drowned because it rained 30 days and 30 nights. And all those on the face of the earth, they died. Morally speaking, we're living in a time somewhat like the time of Noah, morally speaking. When I say morally speaking, we're surrounded by so many dangers that we could be deluged by a moral onslaught of evil. Let's talk about how we can find refuge today. What is our refuge going to be? So I'd like to give you about four or five modern arcs or modern sources of refuge that we have to seek. Otherwise we can be swamped. And we can be drowned in the deluge of moral evil that surrounds us. Number one, find refuge in your holy hour. I invite all of you, I don't do this too often, but go into the website Catholic Exchange and read my article. Read my article, Catholic Exchange. It's about the third one down. And my article is the 10 points on why you should make a holy hour. Okay? I think it's pretty well written. Okay? So find refuge in your holy hour every day. Second is this. There are people that say, even Catholics, "I love Jesus, but I don't like the church." You ever meet one of them? They're all over the place today. "I like Jesus, but I don't like the church. The church stinks." So did the Ark of Noah. We say in New York, it stunk high heaven. It did. It stunk after 40 days. What do you think? But even though it really stunk high heaven, at least they were saved. There are some things in the church that stink like a skunk. They do. stay in the church. You hear me? Stay in the church. The church has always gone through troubled times. You cannot find a time in the 2,000 years when the church has not gone through troubled times. Do you know that Jesus ordained 12 priests and bishops at the Last Supper? Did you know that? One of the first 12 bishops committed suicide. His name was Father Judas Iscariot. He hanged himself. So no matter what you say about the church, is going to be true. I'm going to mention to you six Catholics. John Paul II, wow. Mother Teresa, wow. St. Thomas Aquinas, wow. Are you listening? Are you? Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and Fidel Castro. Those are three Catholics. So you got the best of the best, and you got the worst of the worst. We're in between those two extremes, hopefully closer to the first class. So you try to make the church a better place by becoming a saint. Amen? I didn't say that as a pious platitude or a cliche, but in reality, you try to make the church a better place by becoming a saint, like Ignatius and Francis Xavier and Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross and Charles Borromeo and Pius V and Andrew Avellino and Felix Cantalicio and Juan Diego. I mentioned 10 saints. They all lived at the same time in the 16th century. They lived at the same time. Tough times. I like literature. Who was the greatest novelist in the 19th century? Charles Dickens, right? Charles Dickens. The worst of times can be the best of times. Amen? If we walk with the Lord, the worst of times can be the best of times. If we walk with the Lord. We could even sing with the Beatles. It's getting better all the time, huh? If we're walking with the Lord. You got that? Hello? Okay, so find refuge in the church. This is the Ark of Noah. This is the modern Ark of Noah. And if you jump ship, you're going to drown. You're going to drown. Even the best swimmers, you're going to drown eventually. Third refuge. What did Jesus say to St. Catherine Laboure? Any of you ever read the message of Catherine Laboure, the Miraculous Medal? Find refuge at the foot of the altar. What do you have beyond the altar? What's that? Hello? Find refuge in the Eucharistic Lord. He says, come to me, all of you are weary, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because I'm meek and humble of heart. For you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Amen? Amen. Okay, I'm going to give you two more refuges. When you feel just totally overwhelmed with problems. You ever happen in your life, you're just going through a really difficult time, and you sat down and you talked with a friend, and it seemed as if the problem disappeared. Never happened. It's happened to me. Listen, when you're going through tough times, talk with your best friends. They are the saints. The saints will never let you down. Talk with the saints. And today we celebrate the votive mass of the greatest saint in heaven. His name is Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph has never failed me. Maybe he's failed you. I don't think so, though. Saint Joseph is powerful. And last but not least, there have been literary works written over the past 2 years called the Benedictine Option. The Benedictine Option. In the time of Saint Benedict, what happened? In the 4th century, Saint Benedict sought refuge in the solitude of prayer. Let's talk about the Marian Option. The Marian Option. Seek a haven of refuge in the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen? Seek your refuge in the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So I've given to you the modern Noah's Arks. In prayer, in the church, in the Blessed Sacrament, and in the saints, and in the Immaculate Heart of Mary. If you do that, when you die, you'll find a perpetual haven of peace in heaven. Amen.